I don't know how to show myself. Start my video. Co-host has asked you to start your video. So start my video.
Yeah. So you just click on it, Prabhuji. Your video.
I clicked on that, and I hope that.
Also, Prabhuji, at the bottom there are icon of.
Start a video. Share.
Yeah. Camera icon. So you just click on it. And you will.
I cannot. That always it just shows crossed.
That's fine. That's fine, Prabhuji. We can hear you, so we can start.
Okay, share. Let me put on share. Start sharing. My work, photo, document, web, bookmark. Allow Zoom to access photos, media. Then okay. Hare Krishna. So I hope it's okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Okay. So I will start. Om Agyante Mirandarsha Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Aap Sabhi Bhaktoon Ka Mera Dandar Pranam Mancha Kalpita Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Naam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Aaj Shubh Din Bhi Hai Ki Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ka Aaj Tirobhav Divas Hai Unke Bare Mein Bhi Hum Thoda Padhenge Par Abhi Ye Srimad Bhagavat Ka 427, 4, 5 और 6 ये तीन मुझे श्लोक दिए थे उसी के लिए हम पढ़ रहे हैं
प्रभु जी
हाँ हरे कृष्णा
sorry to interrupt but can you speak in English प्रभु जी thank you
okay because I was giving in Hindi so
yeah.
प्रभु जी in the cross video time if you click on it again your video will open प्रभु that cross
okay let me just see it says start my video और ये क्रॉस मैंने किया पर वो ओपन नहीं हो रहा है बार बार क्रॉस वापिस आ जाता है भक्ति संघ जप करू और उसको लगाता हूँ मैं बार बार टिप करता हूँ बट समहाउ देर आर फाइव आइकॉन्स म्यूट उसके बाद में स्टार्ट वीडियो शेयर पार्टिसिपेंट्स एंड मोर और रिकॉर्डिंग पर वो खत्म होता नहीं है आता है क्रॉस और इट डज नॉट चेंज तो हमने क्या क्या तो इज इट ओके आई कैन स्टार्ट
यस
ओके आपको जब तक क्लियर सुनाई दे दैट्स फाइन यू मे नॉट बी एबल टू सी मी आई कांट सी यू बट इट्स ओके सो श्रीमद् भागवतम 427:4 दिस इज अबाउट पुरंजन स्टोरी ऑफ पुरंजन दैट हाउ ही वाज एंटेंगल्ड और व्हाट हैपेंड एग्जैक्टली सो वी विल रीड अबाउट दैट द नेम ऑफ द टॉपिक इज अटैक बाय छंदवेदी ऑन द सिटी ऑफ पुरंजन कालकन्या कैरेक्टर ऑफ कालकन्या तो छंदवेग ने अटैक किया सिटी ऑफ पुरंजन तो पुरंजन कौन है पुरंजन इज बी अवर सेल्फ द सोल इज द पुरंजन एंड द बॉडी लाइक वी आर पुर पुर मीन्स द वेयर वन इज रिसाइडिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड पुर नागपुर कई तरह के पुर हैं और तो और पुरंजन जो है Puranjan or Puranjani. Puranjani is his contaminated intelligence. That is called Puranjan. So, he was with Krishna, but somehow he changed. He wanted to enjoy Puranjani and enjoy the city of these nine gates. That is the city. The city of Puranjan, that is the city of this nine, that is the body. And Puranjan himself, originally Puranjan is the spirit soul. But because he has contaminated intelligence, so he also got polluted. So we are reading about him, what he was doing. Shayana unnad dhamado mahamana maharhatalpe maishi bhujopadi tameva viro manute param yat yatah tamo bhibhuto na nijam param chayat. In this way, increasing overwhelmed by illusion, King Puranjan, although advanced in consciousness, normally we are advanced in consciousness, a soul, pure spirit soul, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arm. तो वाइफ के साथ में सोता ही वॉज स्लीपिंग ऑन द आर्म ऑफ हिज वाइफ एंड सो ऑलवेज टूगेदर. So this is in normal consciousness or advanced consciousness, we are fully Krishna conscious. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. But because we are polluted, that's why our Prem is not seen or it is covered. And we have to uncover it by Krishna consciousness. Raymond always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arm. In this way, he considered woman to be his ultimate life and soul. So that's what he was thinking, that this woman, Puranjani, which is a contaminated consciousness, is my life and soul. So that happens with because of the attachment, because of perverted things that, oh, this is just the... So man for woman, woman for man. I'm not just talking about the man attached to the woman or woman attached to the man. It is on both sides. So he was overwhelmed in the mode of by the mode of ignorance. So this is our ignorance, that we think that I am the body, senses are there. Senses are meant just for me to enjoy, and this is the life's ultimate purpose. And then daytime they will work very, very hard, and in the night time they will indulge in sex life and just eating, and so that is their enjoyment. So he could not understand the meaning of self-realization. Self-realization means we have to understand that I am not this body. I am part and parcel of Krishna, and my duty is to serve the whole. I am meant to love Krishna. Love means seva, bhakti, or to think of Krishna. So he forgot that self-realization, whether regarding his own self or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Own self means we have to understand that I am the spirit soul. I am pure spirit soul, not this body. And then our Supreme Personality of Godhead. So regarding self-realization, regarding that is also, you may say that we have to understand about Krishna also. Paramatma, Krishna, we have to understand all this. So human life is meant for self-realization. That is the purpose. That is all the scriptures that say. That who we are, who am I don't know myself. Even Sanatana Goswami, when we met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that people call me a Pandit, but I even don't know who am I. Why I am suffering the threefold material miseries. How I could get relief from these threefold miseries. So this is all described. So first of all, one has to realize his own self, which is described in this verse as Nijam. Nijam means swam or self. Then he has to understand or realize the super soul, Paramatma, who is sitting there. And it is because of the Paramatma we are doing all the activity. The Paramatma and again the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, that is Krishna swam Bhagwan. However, when one becomes too much materially attached, just like this Puranjan, means we are all, Puranjan is representative of all of us, that we are acting in that way. So it is being said that too much materially attached, he takes a woman to be everything. And woman takes man to be everything. And that she is the giver of my, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed. And they think that she is the soft bed for the man and man's body is the soft bed for the woman. Woman to be everything. This is the basic principle of material attachment. That in such a condition, one cannot realize his own self or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this consciousness, and Srimad Bhagavatam 552 says about that, and I will like to read that verse if I can find that in my 552. Mahat seva dwaram ahur vimaktair tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta viman yavah shuhada sadhavu ye. One can attain the path of liberation from the material bondage. Like he was bound up and we are all bound up. We are all baddha jiva. So, but path of liberation, we could be free from this bounding. We are completely tied up only by rendering service to the highly advanced spiritual personalities. But if one serves the Vaishnavas, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. That means, you may say, how just a few seconds of staying with the sadhu, how it will benefit us? It benefits because Krishna is in his heart, which is pure, and just by his aura, by his talk, by his seeing, by his darshan, by his touch, by his seva, then all our dirty things that gets vanquished. That just like how much time it takes to get the darkness away from the room. You just switch the button, just put a light, put a lamp, then can darkness be there? So Krishna or his devotees are Suryasam, and darkness is Maya. Krishna Suryasam Maya hai andhakar. Jahan Krishna, Wherever there is Krishna, there is no Maya Adhikar. So our Maya would go away. So we are in Maya because of, and the greatest thing is the opposite sex that binds you into this mortal world. So one has to service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence, that is for impersonalist, or wants to associate with the personality of God, and one should render service to the Mahatmas. Or those who are not interested in such activity, who associate with people fond of woman and sex, the path of hell is wide open. So there is a door is wide open by associating with the devotees, associating with Vaishnavas. And door is another hell, door for the hell is open, directly open. That is if you associate with people who are indulgent sex and people who are found of those people are who are people who are opposite, even not directly woman, but one who associates with the woman. Even if you are woman or any materialistic way, then you associate with them, then you will be tinged. That's why listening to TVs and so many newspapers and different games, different such a big car. Even for a man who has a very expensive car, he won't pay attention to his children as much as he will pay attention to his car. Even a car gets a little scratch, he will think that I got hurt. And so, although there is no scratch. So this is the kind of attachment, or we become so much enamored by these things that we forget about Krishna. So Krishna consciousness cannot dawn in a people who associates with the opposite sex and with his opulences, and people who associates with the women are materialistic people. Then your life is completely gone. So the Mahatmas are equipoised. And what is the quality of a Mahatma? They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. The human body is like a junction. One may either take the path of liberation or path leading to hellish condition. That is, so it is very valuable human life. On the path of liberation, one associates with Mahatmas, and on the path of bondage, one associates and are to those attached to sense gratification and women. These are two types of Mahatmas. So anyway, Mahatmas are like impersonalists and devotees. But impersonalists are they are on the lowest rung, and devotees are on the topmost rung. Impersonalists, they may go up to the Brahma Jyoti or Sayuji Mukti. But who are personalists, they go not only Vaikuntha planet, but all the way to the Krishna Lok. Brahma Saukhyam. Brahma means spiritual or eternal. Both this impersonalist and the devotees seek his eternal blissful life. In any case, it is advised that one become perfect. Asat Sangha Tyage Vishnu Achar Istri Sangi Ek Asadu Krishna Abhaktar. To remain unattached to the modes of material nature, one should avoid associating with those who are asat, materialistic. Asat means one who is materialistic, that is asat. Asat Sangha Tyage Vishnu Achar. One is attached to women and sense gratification, and the other is simply a non-devotee. So one should avoid association of non-devotee or one who are attached to women. On the positive side is attachment with Mahatmas, and on the negative side is avoidance of. On the positive side is association with Mahatmas, and on the negative side is the avoidance of non-devotees and woman avatars. And in Bhagavatam, many verses are there. The infatuation and bondage which accrues to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman. Just like Puranjan was attached to his Puranjani, on his arm he was lying down all the time. Or to the fellowship of men who are fond of woman. At the sight of his own daughter, that is about Brahma, Brahma was bewildered by her charms and shamelessly ran up to her in the form of a stag when she took the form of a hind. So how strong it is that even personalities like Brahma, how much that they could be attached to his own daughter. That's why it is said that Matra Sparshana Sarsadu Triva, that even if it is your mother, daughter or sister, one should not associate in a seclusion and should talk in a way that it is it makes you some sense enjoyment. Almost all kind of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely man, demigods and animals, none but the sage Narayan is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of a woman. So Maya, like even to see what you call it. So Maya is especially create the woman for this binding, asat sanga, dusra keto. It is the ladies are devamira Maya. It is especially meant for that purpose, and it is very very difficult to cross over this Maya. So that's why to go in contact with the women is so people who are virakta, even if it is like that she has no desire or I have no desire, and she comes in the form of serving a Vaishnava or serving a devotee. Like there are two examples in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very very strong. One is this Chota Haridas. He was very nice devotee, singing. He was a sannyasi, yeah, very young age. And he went to grandmother-like women and for begging some rice for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one Chaitanya, so she talked a little bit, he talked. But just to create an example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected, don't come from the next day, don't see my face. And he was so much, and many people, they requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to forgive him. But he did not, he remained his, for 1 year he waited, then he went to a Sangam and he killed himself. But more is stronger than this, that example that has been given. One young, very lovely boy, very beautiful like Krishna, was coming and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu love him, give him some food, talk to him. Very young child, like baby Krishna. And so after a few days, like when this happened, then his servant or even Swarup Damodar told him that, Prabhu, please forgive me, but he is a son of a vidwa, or whose husband has died, so he's the only son, and people would create, will talk about that you love him means you are loving her. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately stopped that, and he thanked Swarup Damodar Goswami that you have alerted me. Means even if in the samaj or in the society, if somebody is talking wrong about any personality, that is also not good. So one should avoid either by like a sannyasi taking like this Chota Haridas, or even attaching to somebody. So attachment itself is a bad thing. But if somebody is talking ill about some people who have a great honor or honorable person, it is more than a death. That's why when like Arjun was ready to kill because his Yudhishthira Maharaj said that give up your dhanush, your bow, and then he was ready to when this happened, and he had an oath. Arjun had an oath that anybody tells me to give up my Gandiv bow, then I will kill him. So he was almost ready to kill Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Krishna came and he says that is also like killing if you tell him something which is not really meant for a king or for your elder brother. So he few things he told him, and then he cried, and they both embraced each other. So for a person who is on a high respect on the society, if the society tells something ill, particularly about it, oh, maybe he may be attached to this boy, and maybe to the woman, just with this boy means he may be liking, although there was not a thing, his supreme personality of Godhead. He himself is creating these examples for us. So we understand. Balam me pashya mayaya istri maya jayino disham ya karoti padakrantan bhru vijrambhena kevalam. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:31-38. Just try to understand the mighty strength of my maya in the shape of a woman who by the mere movement of her eyebrows can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip. Sangam no kuryat pramadasu jatu. Pramada means women. Pramadasu. Pramada, that is women. Pramadasu jatu yoga shaparam karmaru rukshu sevaya prati labdhatma labho vadanti ya niraya dwaram ashya. One who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized his self by rendering service unto me should never associate with an attractive woman. For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell or the advancing devotee. Prabhupada did not like his wife, Radha Devi, and so he wanted to marry somebody else. But his father said that if you have a beautiful woman, many people will be attached and she may live with you or she may leave you. She may leave you at any time if she finds somebody. So it is. This is a talk about, we are talking about more than 1896, Prabhupada was born. So when he was 16, 17 year old, he got married. But then his father told him that don't do that. So one can see that how strong Vedic culture was and how much people like they used to follow to remain on the path of Krishna consciousness. But you give up the Vedic path and do your own way, whimsical way, then you can't be protected. And that way we have to remain in the material world. The woman created by the Lord is the representative of Maya. And one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered by a grass. So you will jump and then there is already you will be death. You died there. So even if it is a mannequin, one should not look with a lusty way or beautiful dressing, or even if it is a dead woman, then still one should be try to just say Krishna's names and be somewhat away and don't get attracted to that. Even a dead woman, mannequin, or somebody, sometime they may, I will just serve you, I'm a virakta, but still that may become dangerous. So one should watch for each other in this way. A living entity who, as a result of attachment to woman in his previous life, has been endowed with the form of a woman. So one who is attached to a woman would become a woman himself. Just like Puranjan took the birth of a woman in the next life. Foolishly looks upon Maya in the form of a man, but her husband as the bestower of wealth, progeny, house, and other material assets. A woman, therefore, should consider her husband, her house, and her children to be the arrangement of the external energy of the Lord for her death, just as the sweet singing of the hunter is death for the deer. He sings sweetly, and then deer becomes attracted to the sweet song, and he stands there, he does not go away. And then the hunter takes an arrow and just kills. So the same way, all this house and everything that husband provides, unless one is fully Krishna conscious and absorbed in the Krishna consciousness, means absorbed, and both work together to serve Krishna, thinking the home, our family, children, husband, wife, property of Krishna, not for our enjoyment, not for our sense of gratification, then only one can be protected. So graha, grahastha and graha medhi, that is the difference. Only a Krishna conscious, strongly Krishna conscious person could really, and both are helping each other, that yes, our purpose of marriage is to produce Krishna conscious children, not for sense enjoyment, both should serve Krishna. Both. So adarsha grahastha life. That Prabhupada talked in many, many verses, many, many talks. Unless that is there, one will become trapped in the material world and would fall down. Anashattasya vishayan yatharham upayunjata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya uchyate. Man and woman should live together as householders, means grahastha, not gramit, in the relationship with Krishna, only for the purpose of discharging duties in the service of Krishna. Engage the children, engage the wife, and engage the husband, all in Krishna conscious duties, and then all these bodily or material attachments will disappear, since the medium is Krishna. The consciousness is pure and there is no possibility of degradation at any time. So these are various, it's throughout Vedic literature, these talks are there. So we'll go back to our verses that we have been talking and read that purport and absorb in those. So these are many, many verses from 331 Bhagavatam, 36 to almost 42, that just we were reading just the meaning or translation. So And the door to hell is open, one who is attached to the woman. And door to spiritual world is open for those who are associated with the devotees. So we were reading 4:27, text number 4. All living entities are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, in this present civilization, both men and women are allowed to be attracted to one another. From the very beginning of life. And because of this, they are completely unable to come to the platform of self-realization. They do not know that without self-realization, they suffer the greatest loss in the human form of life. Self-realization is again to know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, meant to serve Krishna and please Him, to love Krishna. Thinking of a woman always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with a woman on a valuable bedstead. Even thinking is like you are lying down with a woman. Thinking of the woman. Thinking of a woman always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with a woman on a valuable bedstead. The heart is bedstead. Heart, if it is pierced by the woman's love or attraction, that is, the heart itself is a bedstead and it is the most valuable bedstead. When a man thinks of woman and money, he lies down and rests on the arms of his beloved woman or wife. In this way, he overindulges in sex life and thus becomes unfit for self-realization. The next verse, Sanardham Iva Rajendra Vithiklantam Navam Yavayah. My dear King, Prachin Barisa. So this discussion about King Puranjan's story is happening between Narad Muni and King Prachin Barisa. Because he was indulged in so many karma kandiyas. Rather than becoming a devotee, he was a very special person coming down in a high lineage and Narad Muni giving instruction. But instruction or philosophical discussion does not happen. It does not really dawn to the people. He wanted to tell him through the story, even if it is an allegorical story. Through the story, people listen more. So it is better, like children, you may go and you will give me so much philosophical talk. I went myself to one school and they arranged for everybody to come together. And I talked about different things about Krishna, how to chant and what to eat and how association. But it did not really help. The people were not happy. Then the principal told me that you tell a story about like Prahlad, Bhim, Arjun, or about Dhru Maharaj. Tell in some form of certain story and children would like it. Their attention would be focused. But if you talk the philosophy that was long ago, then people would not listen. So Narad Muni and Prachin Barisar, they were talking. So he gave them this philosophy. Even this Hiranyakashipu, he gave the story of a this Suyash named a king. I told you before, the Suyash named a king. He died up in the battlefield and his body was all shat vikshat, means completely torn apart. And women were just so much crying. So he told that this is useless. That give up this body, he is gone, to whom you were loving. He's there, lying there. But the person to really whom you should love is the soul that is gone and he will take another birth. Don't lament. Just do your activity. So one should not be lamenting, hankering or attached to somebody. Attachment is the cause of your next birth. Whatever you are attached and thinking at the time of birth. Yamyam vapi smranam bhavam tejitamte kalevaram tam tame vaiti konteya sadatat bhava bhavita. You will attain the similar kind of body what you are thinking. And we think about women, we think about wealth, children. And again, if you are thinking of a woman, you become a man. No, you take the form of a woman again. Or not again, you will take the body of a woman. And again, you will be attached to somebody, another man. And this cycle goes on in any species of life. Not just human life, but any species. But it is much more prominent in the women. In this life, human life. That one man is attached to the woman and woman is attached to the man. And that in another life, like another animals, it doesn't happen. It does not really have any. They have like lion have a sex only once in a year. Or any other animals when it is a proper time for producing children. But men are creating so many contraceptives and so many methods, so they don't have to take care of the children. In before age, previous ages, it was like Purandjan himself had 10,000 sons and 10,000 daughters. And more than that, like then there is granddaughters. And that way, whole thing is all filled up. So we will read about more and more. So this is my dear King Prachin Barisa, the King Purandjan with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions. Because this is still it is sinful. Sinful reaction means if you are indulged in this and forget about your self-realization and Krishna, it is all sinful. Begin to enjoy sex with his wife. And in this way, his new life and youth expired in half a moment. So Govinda Das is saying, hey dhana yavana putra parijana parijana ithe ki ache parati tire kamala dala jala jivana chalamala bhaja muhari pada ni tire. So Govinda Das actually says that there is no bliss in the enjoyment of youthful life. In youth, a person becomes very lusty to enjoy all kinds of sense objects. The sense objects are form, taste, smell, touch, and sound. Only these five knowledge acquiring senses, and also they are for enjoyment. So these are yes, we may hear sweet sound, we may touch something soft, we may smell something nice smelling, or we may taste something which is very palatable, and we have objects of form that we just see, that is by the seeing. You see the form. The modern scientific method or advancement of scientific civilization encourage the enjoyment of these senses. The younger generation is very pleased to see a beautiful form, to hear radio messages or material news and sense gratificatory sounds, to smell nice scents and nice flowers, and to touch the soft body or breast of a young woman, and gradually touch the sex organs. All of this is also, so Prabhupada is giving so much in this that how much careful we have to be. All of this is also very pleasing to the animals. Therefore, in human life, there are restrictions in the enjoyment of like sense objects. If one does not follow, he becomes exactly like an animal. See, animals are attracted only with one, just like a moth attracted to the fire just by the form, that is by seeing. And then he just burns down. An elephant wants to touch the body, he elephant, of a woman. They put just a mannequin of the elephant on the sea elephant on the other side, and he runs, and then they make a big ditch, and he falls down into that, and he is tamed, or he may die there. So similarly, like taste buds, that fish likes the worm, so they put the worm, and then that becomes the cause of the death of the fish. And so the food, the means that is the tongue, the eyes, then ears, like a deer, become so much attracted to the sound vibration. And he makes a nice music, and then she gets a stunt, and then the hunter just kills, shoots that. And a smell, one is attached to like a deer, that kasturi. Kasturi is in the special deer. And then he runs behind with that smell. But although it is there already, so we have really nice thing, Krishna is within us, but we are running outside to see that. And because of that, he gets stuck in some, because he's running in some bushes, thorn bushes, and then he gets killed there easily. So all of this is also very pleasing to the animals. Therefore, in human society, there are restrictions. That is the purpose of human life, is to restrict our senses. In the enjoyment of five sense objects. If one does not follow, he becomes exactly like an animal. Kama kalmasha. That's what the word is there in this verse. Kama kalmasha chetasa. The consciousness of King Purandjan was polluted by lusty desires and sinful activities. Means he is a pure soul, but that consciousness is polluted. In the previous verse, it is stated that Purandjan, although advanced in consciousness, lay down on a very soft bed with his wife. This indicates that he indulged too much in sex. The words Navam Vayah are also significant in this verse. They indicate the period of youth from age 16 to 30. That is the young age. This 13 or 15 years of age are years in which one can very strongly enjoy the senses. And nowadays, they don't marry till 35 years or 40 years, and then what is the fun that is there. So one should get finished with this business at an early age in Krishna consciousness. When one comes to this age, he thinks that life will be go on and that he will simply continue enjoying his senses, but that does not happen. The senses starts dwindling after 30 years. But time and tide wait for no man. The span of youth expires very quickly. One who wastes his life simply by committing sinful activities in the youth immediately becomes disappointed and disillusioned. When the brief period of youth is over, the material enjoyment of youth are especially pleasing to a person who has no spiritual training. So that's why there is a brahmachari training should be there. Then only they could enter into a grihastha life. If one is trained only according to the bodily conception of life, he simply leads a disappointed life. They become disillusioned, the people become mad after sense gratification. Now they cannot enjoy in the later on the life, and they take so many drugs for that to titillate their senses. And so they don't have to take responsibility of the children. They use so many contraceptives and so many aphrodisiacs. It's such a sinful life and such a life without any common sense. But they do it. The material enjoyment of youth are especially pleasing to a person who has no spiritual training. If one is trained only according to the bodily conception of life, he simply leads a disappointed life. And that's why they kill themselves. And they become mentally sick and they run towards the psychiatrist. But psychiatrists themselves are so much, they have so much suicide rate among all the doctors. Psychiatrists have the greatest suicidal rate. This leads a disappointed life because bodily sense enjoyment finishes within 40 years or so. After 40 years, one simply leads a disillusioned life because he has no spiritual knowledge. For such a person, the expiration of youth occurs in half a moment. Thus, because they waste their time, night time and daytime, they earn money again, and the time just goes on like this. So, just like in half a moment, thus, Puranjan's pleasure, which he took in lying down with his wife, expired very quickly. Kama Kalmasha Chetasara also indicates that unrestricted sense enjoyment is not allowed in the human form of life by the laws of nature. If one enjoys his senses unrestrictedly, he leads a simple life. The animals do not violate the laws of nature. The sex impulse in animals is very strong during certain months of the year. The lion is very powerful. He is a flesh eater and is very strong, but he enjoys sex only once in a year. Similarly, according to religious injunction, a man is restricted to enjoying sex only once in a month after the menstrual period of the wife. And if the wife is pregnant, he is not allowed sex life at all. So this menstruation is the preparation if there is a copulation and if the sperm and ovum, they meet together, they grow in that envelope. And then old thing is discharged. It just goes away and it becomes more cleaner. And then that is a clean uterus or the birthplace or womb where this ovum and sperm can be embedded and it could grow. So it is only once in a month that happens. And if you don't need children, don't engage in sexual activity. It is the Shastric injunction. So that is the law of human being. A man is allowed to keep more than one wife because he cannot enjoy sex when the wife is pregnant. If he wants to enjoy sex at such a time, he may go to another wife who is not pregnant. These are laws are mentioned in Manu Samhita and other scriptures. Previously, women were more and they should be protected. But now the women, if there is a girl, then they are killed in the womb. And that's why there is more now, either equal or more men are there. These laws and restrictions are meant for a human being. As such, if one violates these laws, he becomes sinful. The conclusion is that unrestricted sense enjoyment means a sinful activities. Illicit sex is sex that violates the laws given in the scripture. When one violates the laws of the scripture or the Vedas, he commits sinful activities. One who is engaged in sinful activities cannot change his consciousness. So he can never become Krishna conscious. Our real function is to change our consciousness from Kashmala means a sinful consciousness to Krishna, the supreme pure. is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is the supreme pure. And if we change our consciousness from material enjoyment to Krishna, we become purified. This is the process recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And the process of Cheto Darpana Marjanam cleanses the mirror of the heart. Now the last verse. Tatshyama janayat putran puranjayanyam puranjanah shatanyekadasha virada yusho adharmam adharma adhat tyagat. The great sage Narad then addressed King Purandara Bharisar, O one whose life span is great and virat. In this way, King Puranjan begot a long life, 1100 sons within the womb of his wife, Puranjani. However, in this business, he passed away half of his life span. In this verse, there are several significant words, the first of which are Ekadasha Shatani. Puranjan had begot 1100 sons within the womb of his wife and thus passed my screen, like I don't have the book, so I have to go with the iPad or like that kind. So 1100, if one lives for 100 years at the utmost in his family life, he simply begets children up to the age of 50. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people do not live even 100 years. Nonetheless, they beget children up to the age of 60. Another point is this, formerly people used to beget 100 to 200 sons and daughters. As will be evident from the next verse, King Puranjan not only begot 1100 sons, but also 1110 daughters. At the present moment, no one can produce such huge quantities of children. And instead, mankind are very busy checking the increase of population by contraceptive methods. We do not, that way they could enjoy without any responsibility of the children. We do not find in Vedic literature that they ever used contraceptive methods. Although they were begetting hundreds of children, checking population by contraceptive, one cannot imagine that he had this king, what's his name? He had 10 million wives. Chitraketu, Maharaj Chitraketu had 10 million wives. And Dashrath Maharaj had also 360 wives. Three were men, but he had another wives also. Checking population by contraceptive method is another simple activity. But in the age of Kali, people have become so simple that they do not care for the resultant reactions of their simple lives. King Puranjan lay down with his wife Puranjani and begot a large number of children, and there is no mention in these verses that he used the contraceptive methods. According to the Vedic scriptures, the contraceptive method should be restrained. It should not be a real contraceptive method is to restrain in the sex life. One should be self-controlled and should not indulge in sex life at all. That is real contraceptive. It is not that one should indulge in unrestricted sex life and avoid children by using some method to check pregnancy. If a man is in a good consciousness, he consults with his religious wife, and as a result of this consultation with intelligence, means good intelligence, the wife is a good intelligence, should be. One advances in ability to estimate the value of life. In other words, if one is fortunate enough to have a good conscientious wife, he can decide by mutual consultation that human life is meant for advancing in Krishna consciousness and not for begetting a large number of children. Children are called parinam. Parinam means they are byproduct. And when one consults his good intelligence, he can see that his byproduct should be the expansion of his Krishna consciousness. And so children should be Krishna consciousness. And that is the... So, just in summary, I will tell you a little bit about this summary that we read this chapter and what our talks are. So, Chandavek is attacking on the city of the Puranjan. And so, embraced by the king, embraced by the queen and attracted by her private talks, King Puranjan became captivated by her and could not realize the passing of time. So that means he lost his intelligence for crossing samsara. This human life is meant to cross this samsara and go back home, back to garden. He was illusioned in this way. Puranjan always remained in the arms of his wife and could not understand the meaning of self-realization. Rather, as the jiva, nor as the Lord. His wife answered that what is the significance that his wife here represents dharma, associating with dharma. He became attached to dharma. Dharma means not really, dharma means dharma artha kam moksha. Means, yes, a wife is meant and the husband should meet, but this is, and that became the goal of life. But that is not it. Dharma means to restrict the sense enjoyment. Dharma means to understand Krishna. Save punsham paro dharma yato bhakti radokshati. Ayatuki apratiyata yayatma su prasidati. So our goal of life should be to become free from this material entanglement. And his youth was past. In this way, Puranjan, with his heart full of lust, began to enjoy sex with his wife, and his youth passed away in half a moment. So this sense, in his wife, he begot 100 sons and 110 well-qualified daughters who gave fame to their parents. In this business, he passed so much life. And then he was worried about their marriages and grandsons and grandchildren and the life is so completely. And they were all like compared to the plunderers. Puranjan's son and granddaughters were virtually plunderers of his home, treasury, servants and secretaries. His attachment to them was deep-rooted. So he became so much implicated by his desires. Became implicated so many desires, just like so he is trailing to Prachin Barisad. Narad Muni is saying that he also has so many desires. So he worshipped the demigods, forefathers, and social leaders with various animal sacrifices. So Narad is disclosing to this king Prachin Barisad that the character of Puranjan is actually him. Means he is Puranjan. And the meaning was hidden only to teach by example. And that's why his old age came. So he understood this this Chandaveg, attack. Chandaveg is a time that just passes. And Gandharvas were days and nights, 360 Gandharvas and and Gandharvis were nights, that 360. And white pairs of the Gandharvas, waxing phase of the moon and waning phase of the moon, and black pair of Gandharvas. Chandaveg and his followers surrounded. So from birth every day, once a life is found, is stolen by the time. So Chandaveg is time factor that is stealing our life. So there are many things that are being given, who is who, and that way Narad Muni is telling Prachin Barisa, and that through him, through like Bhagavad Gita, like Arjun, but also it is for us. So also we have to understand the purpose of human life and engage in devotional service and not to waste the life, because it passes so quickly. One would not even realize. Day is gone in earning money, night is gone in sex life and just talking nonsense things. But one should utilize the time or Krishna consciousness. And there is no restriction. It's not that it is prohibited not to get married. But yes, one should get married and lead a life of an ideal grihastha. Then everybody should be purified. Thank you so much. I will end here. Now I don't know how to open. You can speak, and then I could hear. Although you can't see me, but we can discuss the question and answers. If there is any. Hare Krishna. I hope you are listening.
Yeah, we can hear you, Prabhuji.
Can you unmute?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very wonderful class. It was an interesting chapter. How about the soldiers?
Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear?
Yes, Prabhu. We are talking. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Now, so you please, if there is any question, comments, or anything that we can discuss further. I'm sorry how to come. I cannot use this Zoom very properly. Your purpose was that one can see each other and ask, but somehow I don't know how to do it.
Yes, Prabhu, that is because sometimes if the video, I don't know, if the video is being used in a different application, Zoom will not turn on the video, Prabhu.
Maybe.
See, like if supposing it's running on Facebook, then it will not turn on. It will turn on only in one place, one app. So that's why you're not able to turn on the video.
I did turn off my Facebook. I was on the Facebook earlier before I joined you, but later on I went into this Zoom by putting the numbers, but then it comes something that comes in the beginning. You want to turn off this or turn off that. And but anyway, if there's anybody has any, so I have to practice that.
Yeah, then no problem, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very beautiful class. And it was very, very nicely summarized, Prabhu, about the Chandravega and his associates and the phases of the moon and the days and nights that were very nicely described. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very valuable association. Anyone has any questions or comments, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandapranam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Very nice class, Prabhuji. And this is like a story of Purajana, means the story of ours only. No matter how bad it is, but it is our story only, Prabhuji.
Right.
So, how many verses you covered, Prabhuji?
3 verses.
Okay.
And, 4, 5, and 6.
6.
Of the 27th chapter of 4th canto.
Okay. And Prabhuji, can you speak a little bit about the...
Okay.
Goswami.
Right. Okay. Just hold on, okay? Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Today is the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And so he is the one who served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the son of Venkat Bhatt. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Madhya Leela from 982 and 83, this description is there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India. And then he stopped there for these 4 months. That is like right now. There is Chaturmasya. So he stopped there. And his son of Venkat Bhatt is Gopal. And he became so happy. And then he was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his very childhood, or all the 4 months. He was very, very beautiful. His face was like a lotus flower, and his big eyebrows, and he used to put Vaishnav Tilak on his forehead and the nose, and his ears were ear, and used to speak very, very sweet words. So when he saw Gopal at that time, just the Gopal, so he was completely surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his service. And so he is the topmost among the Brahmanas, and so he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. So when Gopal Bhatt, when he saw in the sannyasi vesh to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then so he was just thinking, or he was, why did I take birth here? I should have been born in Nadia. That way I would be able to see all the leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this way, one night he was sleeping in a deep sleep. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the Navdeep, going here and there. And then he was also with them. And Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Charya Prabhu, they embraced him. And then he opened up, and then he saw that he was looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he was seeing him again. He saw him as a Bal Gopal in the Vraj also. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in the South India. And then he told him that you stay and serve your father until your parents are there, because they are also some deep Vaishnavas, and then you can go to Vrindavan. And in this way, so there is a large description in some book by the name Shri Shri Bhakti Ratnakar. So, she took care of all this. Only I will just tell you that he was, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you go to Vrindavan, so he went there, and then he was serving. So Gopal Bhatt, they will go darshan, and then Radha Raman, that he had, and he was serving them. So I was just looking about Radha Raman ji darshan. Madan Gopal, Madan Gopinath, and then so Radha Raman, how Gopal Bhatta Goswami have manifested Radha Raman. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Gopal Bhatta Goswami a shaligram, and then he said that you see that he is Krishna and you worship him, and then he gave how to serve him. And one day there's some rich man, he gave clothing to everybody, all the temples. So he got the beautiful dress and everything, but he saw that his deity cannot wear, he has no arms, no legs, nothing, no face, how I can use all this? So he was dreaming, and in his dream then he immediately broke the shalagram shila that was broken, and then he had the beautiful form, and his form was Radha Ramanju. His form was, his face was like Govinda Dev, his heart or the chest was like Gopinath ji, and his legs are like the Sri Madan Mohan ji. So in the one vigraha, he is seen in three ways. His legs like the Radha Madan Mohan ji, and then his chest is like Radha Gopinath, and his face is Radha Govinda Dev. So you could see that all the three Prabhus, the incarnation life, that is Samanda Diti, Abhidya Diti, and Prayojan Diti. Our Prayojan Diti is Radha Gopinath, our Samanda is like Radha Madan Mohan ji, and Abhidya, the process, that is the Radha Govinda Dev ji. So those are all three are there. So by his service, what he was providing is place, his samadhi is there in the same ghera, Radha Raman ghera, that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is there, and all life long he was worshipping them. So Radha Raman, like one time, he was thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. So Radha Raman became Gaura. And Gaura Mahaprabhu showed him in this way. And so he met Loknath Goswami, Loknath and Bhugarbha Goswami. So this way he spent his all the time. But he was a perfect reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam, he will read and cry, and many Vaishnavas, they will listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar, this is not Gadadhar Pandit, from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, worshipper of this Radha Raman ji, and still there, it is one of the seven important temples of the Goswamis. So one of them is Radha Raman, Radha Shyam Sundar, and the three main deities, these are there, Radha Madan Mohan ji, Radha Gopinath, Radha Govindji, Radha Raman, and also there is also Loknath Goswami's Dithis are there. So they are also in Radha Damodar. So these are the seven temples, the famous temples of Vrindavan, of all the Vaishnavas from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct disciples and disciples are disciples. And one should see those seven temples. By seeing, we should know the kind of presence of the Dithis would be there. So that much I could just say, but if there is any discussion more, and his son up Venkat Bhatta, and his uncle is Prabodhananda Saraswati. So that was his uncle, and he learned. He was his guru also, Prabodhananda Saraswati. It is described in Gaurav Ganesh Pranodesh Deepika, that is Ananga Manjari was, that is what was this Ananga Manjari, his book. Goswami, that's what it says. Gaurav Ganesh, this Deepika, Bhagwan Krishna ki Ananga Manjari, Gopal Bhatta ke rupi. So Ananga Manjari is sister of Srimati Radharani. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami is that Ananga Manjari in Gaur Leela. And somewhere it says that he was Guna Manjari. But anyway, it's one of the Manjaris. And they all came in to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So you can unmute and we can discuss.
Shri Prabhuji, for this wonderful talk today.
Hello?
Can you hear us, Prabhuji?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we're just thanking you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful class today and would like to know if anybody else has any more questions for Prabhuji today.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, it was a very nice class.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Dhanu Pranam Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Dhanu Pranam Jai Shri Prabhupada.
If nobody has any more questions for Prabhuji, we would like to wrap up the call here. So Prabhuji, once again, thank you so much for this wonderful class today. We are very, very grateful to you and really look forward to having your association again in future.
Thank you so much for giving me opportunity to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Vancha Kalptarubhyascha
Yashira Krapa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Anantakoti Vaishnavranda Ki Jai Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Bhakti Charo Maharaj Ki Jai Gaur Bhakti Vranda Ki Jai
Krishami Krishi Prabhuji Ki Jai Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare.